Hello, my name is Kaya, and I am recording a few thoughts about the similarities and differences between William Wordsworth's I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud and a diary entry from Thursday, April 15th by Dorothy Wordsworth. So let's start out with some of the similarities. One of my first questions I actually had after reading both of these is, were they describing the same day? They're both describing, if it sounds like an early spring walk outside around a lake or around some sort of water. It's breezy, and of course they're both very focused on the daffodils and the dancing of the daffodils. So it seems like they may be recounting a similar experience. I don't know that for certain. Other similarities, besides maybe the same day, they are both very, very focused on nature. As I mentioned earlier, they really, really love the daffodils, but pretty much both of the accounts are very focused on the describing the nature around them, the seeds and the breeze and the weather, the lake, a cloud in the case of the poem. And also they have a tendency to anthropomorphize the daffodils especially, but also other parts of nature as well. As far as some of the differences go between the two, let's start with Dorothy's first. Obviously, what she's writing is some sort of journal entry, so it has a much more immediate sense to it. She is writing as though she has just completed this day. It's still fresh in her memory, and it's written more immediately. There's more of a sense of it just happened, and that we're involved in the action, or we're kind of part of, or brought into part of what happened. Surrounded by the action. I would also say that she uses mainly, talks about we instead of I, which is one difference. So she's focused on the group as a whole and their experiences, not on how the experience has affected her as an individual. Then if we go back to I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud by William, obviously what comes to mind first is that it's a poem, not a journal entry. But again, instead of being a journal entry, it is told from the cloud's point of view, or wandering lonely as a cloud, which creates a lot more distance in the poem and in the account. And instead of using we, like Dorothy uses, William is using I the whole time. So it's much more distant from what's happening, focused on the individual instead of the group as a whole. And it's much more reflective because obviously there has been more time for him to think about the experience and what it means to him. He mentions at the end, for oft when on my couch I lie in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye which is the bliss of solitude. So he's much more reflective. He's thinking about what this experience meant to him, and how it has affected him since.